I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Florissen Fossil Beds National Monument is in the final stages of accepting a 280-acre addition from a private donor. A bill granting federal approval to the parcel was signed in March. Palmer Land Trust helped facilitate the transfer. Conservation Director Amber Shanklin says while the added acreage does not have the fossils the park is known for, it will provide a key buffer used for fire protection and wildlife safety.
It gives access from the western side of the park, which is really important for the work that the park wants to do with forest health.
Shanklin says the former superintendent of the monument spearheaded the four-year effort. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the park, and the acceptance of the property should be finalized within the next 2 to 6 months. Starting tomorrow, Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo intends to initiate a policy asking incoming patients to provide their gender identities as a way to improve treatment for transgendered people. Officials at the facility say patients can decline to give answers that will be included in confidential permanent medical records. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is working to confirm two possible gray wolf sightings in northern Colorado. Someone sent the agency a photo that may show a radio-collared wolf near Walden in Jackson County. The second possible sighting was in Grand County. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.